The Magic of the Emperor. This is just a silly little post, but enough people found it amusing that I thought I'd cross-post it here. I was asked to do a reading at a friend's wedding and was presented with a poem that's often used for such occasions. However, considering that at least the groom was a serious Warhammer nerd, I decided to make a slight alteration, just for fun. I recorded the altered version and sent it through. It sounded so good that I was actually tempted to really read it out during the ceremony. However, since the bride was wearing Converse, I figured she might catch me halfway down the aisle and kick me to death if I did. Better safe than sorry, I suppose. I present it here for your amusement. The original. The Magic of Love by Helen Steiner Rice. Love is like magic, and it always will be, for love still remains life's sweet mystery. Love works in ways that are wondrous and strange, and there's nothing in life that love cannot change. Love can transform the most commonplace into beauty and splendor and sweetness and grace. Love is unselfish, understanding and kind, for it sees with its heart and not with its mind. Love is the answer that everyone seeks. Love is the language that every heart speaks. Love can't be bought. It is priceless and free. Love, like pure magic, is life's sweet mystery. And my alternative, The Magic of the Emperor by Séphas Kane. The Emperor is like magic, and he always will be, for the Emperor still remains life's sweetest mystery. The Emperor works in ways that are wondrous and strange, and there's nothing in life that the Emperor cannot change. The Emperor can transform the most commonplace into beauty and splendor and sweetness and grace. The Emperor is unselfish, understanding, and kind, for he sees with his faith and not with its mind. The Emperor is the answer that everyone seeks. The Emperor is the language that every heart speaks. The Emperor can't be bought. He is priceless and free. The Emperor, like pure magic, is life's sweet mystery.